This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
We welcome you into the program, Markaz Sahaba listeners, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We welcome you this afternoon, and of course, Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and Hafiz Yusuf Asmal and company. We welcome the listeners of Sirius FM this afternoon, our engineer, Brother Lucky, and of course, the engineer in the Durban studios and in Sirius FM in Al Ansar as well. Yes, the Durban studios. Let's welcome our beloved Ustad. He's looking very fresh this morning. Somebody asked me, say, Morana, what you guys are taking. Yeah, I want to keep it a bit low because Ustad said, I don't want your voice to go. So we welcome him this Sunday afternoon. Ustad, I see you have some guests as well. Let's welcome them as well this afternoon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma'arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to all our technicians as well. We say thank you very much. And our guest, the Haji Ahmed Wali. And mashallah, he brought his guest as well. So Almighty Allah reward them.
A listener says, I received gold coins, Ustad, in Mahar few months ago. Is there zakat on it now, Ustad?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, you got married 3, 5, 6 months ago, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, and now is Ramadan and is the time for you to pay your zakat. Your husband gave you Kruger coins, gold coins. So all that ijma and consensus there is called Malul Mustafad. So you will add that new wealth of yours with the old one. So meaning Dhammul Lahiq Bisabiq. So yesterday if you received it, and today, tomorrow, next week is your zakat. So this new wealth that you received, remember you have to join it through your previous wealth, and on the total amount, zakat will be compulsory 2.5%. Take 2-3 examples. A person is running a shop. He's got things he bought there for reselling and so forth. So every day you are selling something, so the money that comes in on that is zakat. On the stock that you have, you take the retail value, market value, and you sell that, remember. So what is your proper value for selling on that you work? Because remember, always try and pay more zakat, anfal al-fuqara, what will be more beneficial for the poor Muslims. A person's father, mother, somebody passes away, and now you inherit it. Whether it's in your possession or not, zakat is compulsory on you, on a pro rata basis, proportionate basis. So meaning that all these cases, yeah, you will join the wealth that you just received with your previous wealth. Currency, money, all forms of currency, zakat will be compulsory 2.5%. And remember, you ladies who follow the Hanafi school, zakat is compulsory on your jewelry as well. On the current market value, 100,000, so 2,500 zakat you will pay. According to majority of the scholars, the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, la zakat afil huli, if the lady is using the jewelry, so remember there is no zakat. But the Hanafi's proof is very, very strong. So anyway, remember that's academic discussion. So you ladies who follow the Hanafi school of jurisprudence, remember zakat is compulsory on the jewelry, whether you are wearing it or not. It's in some safe or some vault, still zakat will be compulsory.
So Ustad, the fitra, what is fitra and fidya and the amount, Ustad?
Okay, let's analyze everything for you. Number one is sadaqatul fitr, zakatul fitr, fitra, our people call it, is authentic hadith. Farada Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam zakatul fitri, tuhuratal lissaimi min al-lagwi wa rafath, wa tu'matal lil masakeen. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it compulsory. So zakatul fitr, sadaqatul fitr, fitra, all synonymous and same the terms are, and it's compulsory. So we all have to pay basically 99%, 95% of us have to pay. That's Zakatul Fitr, Sadaqatul Fitr. And why? Tuhuratul Lisa'im min al-Laghwi wa Rafath. While we're fasting, we saw things we're not supposed to see. We uttered words we're not supposed to utter. We heard things. So this will compensate for the deficiency in our fasting, during our fasting. And the second benefit will be, it will empower the poor Muslims so they can also enjoy the Eid, mashallah. This year Eid will be either on 13th of May or 14th of May, the Thursday, Friday, depending on the sighting of the moon or non-sighting. So we wait for the moon samis, inshallah, and then the decision will be taken and the ulama will then guide us along, inshallah al-Aziz. Anyway, that just came in passing. So the hadith in Abu Dawood, Mishkat Sharif, various compilations. So therefore, we need to pay the fitra. Now the amount. So Hanafi say is 30 rand. So I have to pay for myself. I have to pay for all my children who are minors. And if you pay for your wife also, very good. It's just 30 rand per person. So 30 rand for me, 30 rand for my wife. That's 60 rand. And then my three children, remember. So that will make it 150 rand. And we give it to poor Muslim people. So that is the Hanafi school. And remember, you try pay it now also, perfect, no problem with that. And then according to Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, and then Fitra, Sadaqatul Fitr, remember, is 60 rand, double the amount of the Hanafis. Hanafis work with Nifsa and they work with Sa. These are all academic discussion. So Hanafis will be $2 for you in overseas, $2, you following the Hanafi school. And you following the Shafi, Maliki, Hanbali school, then it's $4 per person. And in that case, the money must be given to poor Muslims only. And the rationale reasoning I gave you already. So that is as far, and pay it now or so, this week, next week. So the poor Muslim people can make, you must remember, the preparations for Eid and so forth. Everybody wants that to be a special day. La'allakum tashkurun. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala teaches us in Surah number 2, verse 185. What is the day of Eid al-Fitr? The day of gratitude and thanksgiving. Oh, beloved Allah, you gave us Ramadan. Oh, Almighty Allah, we glorify your name. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. And if you want the masail regarding this, all the Eid issues and so forth, Allah just put in my head now. You know, there's a nice magazine, mashallah, for the woman. It's written Muslim woman. It will come out this week, inshallah. So normally it comes out at the end of the month. So for the May edition, so you will find these type of issues regarding Eid and related issues. When must you start takbir and so forth. So there will be one page of mine on Q&A and one page on Zanzibar. Zanzibari. You know why it's called Zanzibari? When the Arabs came the first time, they didn't see dark looking people, dark complexion. So Zanzibar, bar means bar, so the land and the sand, and Zanz means dark looking people. So that's how it became Zanzibar, but people now call it Zanzibar. So nevertheless, you will find that there as well. So inshallah, that is in a Muslim woman. This week, yeah, it should come out sometime, inshallah Aziz. Now we go on with the that's fitra, and the money must be given to poor Muslims. Now we come to fidya. So remember, fidya will be, according to Hanafis, 30 rand as well. That is for people, you must remember, who cannot fast at all. Quran Karim states, Surah 2, verse 184, and وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةٌ تُعَامُ مِسْكِينَ. So 30 rand per person, per fast you pay, and remember, you pay 900 rand, $2, and you pay 1,000 rand, all the better, mashallah. Again, the money must be given to poor Muslims. Who have to pay fidya? Those people who are so old and advanced in age, the chances are they'll never regain their strength and stamina and energy, so they have to pay. The people who are al-mariz, who die in perpetually, chronically, terminally ill, and according to the prognosis of the medical fraternity, the chances of them recovering, gaining, regaining their health are very, very slim, almost zero. So you, the lady, lady who's pregnant, you the lady who's breastfeeding, you the lady in nifas and so forth. So you must remember, for you, no payment, you have to keep qaza, that's compulsory. You the man, that you must fast, you traveling, qaza is compulsory, payment will not fast, will not suffice. What is the amount of fidya? Hanafi say 30 rand per fast, 900 rand for the whole month, or 1000 rand better. And the Shafi'is, Maliki's, humbly say 15 rand. Remember, for them, they take quarter of the price of the fitra. So that is how it works. 15 rand, 151 US dollar. So that will be the fidya according to the Shafi'is, the Maliki's, and the Hanbalis. So we must understand that when you pay these amounts, whether it is zakat, whether it is fitra, sadaqatul fitr, zakatul fitr, or fidya, the recipient must be a poor Muslim. It cannot be given to non-Muslims.
Somebody says, Ustad, that children fasting, and they break the fast to start. Is it qada on it to start?
Our children, mashallah, when we look at our history at 6 years old, 7 years old, 8, 9 years old, we were not baligh, obviously. We were not mature. Father said, in those days, you keep fast, I give you 5 rand. That time, 5 rand was a lot of money. Mother said, I give you chopeni. You understand? Chopeni is 5 cents. So it was a lot of money that time. So you must remember, so in a way like that, that if they encouraged us. But we, when they're not looking, we just drink one bottle cold drink, you understand? They say, no, you broke your fast. We say, no, by mistake it happened. Every time you eat 2-3 bottles, they say, all the time mistake, you understand? So children are like that, so there's no qada for them. So children, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, they're not mature, boy, girl. So remember hadith of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Abu Dawood, Mishkat Sharif, various Musnad Ahmed, Rufi al-Qalam wa Salas. The pen has been removed from three people. Anisabihi hatta yahtalim. They're not mukallaf. There's no obligation on them. So the boy, the girl who's a minor, so remember, till they become baligh and mature, they attain the age of puberty, then things become compulsive on them. Like there's no qada. Wa aninnaimi hatta yastayqiz, the sleeping person, he utters certain things, all that not valid. Wa anil majnuni hatta yufiq, the person who is made insane, Allah forbid, till he recovers. So in a case like that, you must encourage your children to fast, and if they break it, there is no qada, so don't worry. Tell them tomorrow again, next day again. So in that way, inshallah, in our family, your family, mashallah, 6, 7, 8 years old children, 90 year old people fasting, my uncle fasting 90 years old. Yes, Bamli kaka, Ibrahim kaka, Allah. Only one uncle I got left in the world, my my kaka, my chacha, father's brother, 90 years old, is still fasting. So where you come from, you must remember, you can't fast and all that. Mind over matter. So jihimmat marda madad khuda. Take that stance in al fast, inshallah, and Allah's help will come, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Listener wants to know, Ustad, what is happening in India? And who's behind it to start?
You must remember that 3-4 issues I give you first. Then the whole picture will become crystal clear. Number one, Surah 5, our constitution is the Quran Sharif. Our constitution is the Sunnah Mubarakah, the teaching, preaching of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We do not carry favor with any person, any politician, any organization, any government. That is, we must be clear on these issues. Now let's come. Quran Sharif, Surah number 5, verse 82. Almighty Allah states, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies for now, present and the future are the Jews and are the Mushriks, the idol worshippers. Now go to the politic of the whole thing. You go to apartheid rogue regime of Israel, you will see that their aim is to make Israel a Jewish state. Muslims, Arabs, Christians, all second class, third class, and everybody knows their apartheid policy, what a terrorist state it is, and it must be dismantled. And dismantled it will be, and I'll give you Quran and Sunnah to show you what we believe. I'm not speaking of the hypocrites and apologetics and all, the tenpot dictators in the Arab countries. We don't curry favor with them. So you must remember we speak Quran and Sunnah. So that is first thing you must know. Second thing is that since the BJP government came into power in India, they made it clear that India is a Hindu country, Hindu state, and Muslims, you either become Hindu or either you may go Kabristan or you go Pakistan. You go graveyard or you go to Pakistan. So what they did, when the Jamaat, Tabligh Jamaat, they went out and so forth and so on, so mashallah, great work, they said they are the super spreaders of the virus. They must be given the death penalty. They are anchors on the TV and the print and everywhere. They were going ballistics. Now when they had their religious festival, where lakhs of people came, you don't understand lakh in Urdu and Hindi, it means 100,000 people. So hundreds of thousands of people went there, Ganga, Jamna, all that. We went past all these places, remember when we went India 5-6 times. So anyway, the point I'm making, and no social distancing, no mask, no nothing, you must remember. So the super spreader of virus in the world, breaking all records, you must remember, is the apartheid regime of the current India, Modi and his henchmen. We must be clear on this issue here. It's a punishment for India and their politics, because you want to take 700 years of rule of Muslims away and pour water on it and say that, nay, that India is. They were living in harmony, Muslim, Hindus, but these people, remember, came and poisoned the mind. What you did in Kashmir, you think the Muslim Ummah can forgive you? So you must remember, till today we don't know how many women you raped. We don't know where our youngsters are, how many you kidnapped, how many you hijacked, how many you assaulted. So all this has to come out. Allah ki lati be awaze. The stick of Allah, you must remember, is very, very silent. When it hits, no one can help you. This is Pakistan. They were all there. I got nothing to do with Pakistan. But with all their faults, at least that Abdul Sattar, AD and them, today I sent it out on all my groups with Allah's help. They are helping you. But you say that Pakistan is your worst enemy. See the Muslim akhlaq and character. In your hour of need, they prepared to give you oxygen. They prepared to give you everything. So see Delhi, the capital. No oxygen. People are dying like flies, cremated here and there and everywhere. So that is the punishment from Almighty Allah. Now listen, and you students and ulama, respected ulama, write this hadith down. This hadith is mentioned by Imam Nasai rahimahullah in his Sunan Nasai. The Tarjamatul Bab, the heading of the hadith is known as that Ghazwatul Hind. One day this Muslim Ummah will fight in India against the enemies of Islam and Muslims. And Sheikh Albani rahimahullah, who I met personally, you must remember, he quoted that hadith and he said his hadith is sahih, authentic hadith. Now listen to the words carefully and see, Quran Sharif joined the Jews and the idol worshippers, the mushriks. The hadith joins them as well, authentic hadith. They had war against India, mentioned in Sunan Nasai, authentic hadith. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Isabatan, so min ummati. So there will be two groups, two jamaats, two armies from my ummah. Fa ahrazahumullahu min an-nar. Almighty Allah will protect them from Jahannam and the fire. One group, Isabatun Taghzul Hind. One group of Mujahideen, whether from Pakistan, Afghanistan, wherever. So the hadith don't say, but the hadith say one group of Muslim. But if you look at it today, Allah alone knows, but it seems most likely from that part. Allah knows best. So Isabatun, one group of Mujahideen will rise up, whether from India itself or neighbors, and they will fight against the mushriks and the idol worshippers. Allah will grant them victory. See? Second one, wa isabatun taghzu. The second group will fight ma'a Isa ibn Maryam with Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam. Look at the glad tidings. Allah will protect them from Jahannam. Allah will give them victory. Authentic hadith. Go to another hadith under the same chapter. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the greatest shaykh al-hadith of this ummah. He states, if I'm alive, I will definitely participate in that battle against India and the Indians and the mushriks and the idol worshippers. In kuntu uktal, if I am murdered and martyred, then I am afdalu shuhada, one of the best martyrs. Wa in kuntu, and if I live, meaning I survive, and we so forth, then ana Abu Huraira al-Muharrar, then I am Abu Huraira, free from Jahannam, protected from Jahannam. Subhanallah. These are hadiths mentioned. So remember that these two are your enemies. If you want to know what Quran Kareem teaches us about the rogue regime of Israel and all these Arab and poor dictators making peace with them, Allah is going to destroy them as well in the rush. Remember that. So, therefore, our dua is, let me be clear on this issue. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al-muhtallin al-ghasibin wa man walahum. Ya Allah, you dismantle the apartheid regime of Israel and whosoever are their friends and well-wishers and whoever makes peace with them. So that is our dua, daily dua. That is what a Muslim does. So anyway, you must remember, if you want in Arabic, haqa'ikul Qur'aniya, remember the Muslims left the Palestinians, the Arab and pot dictators left them, so Allah will give them victory, watch. And very soon it will come. That is the system of Allah. We went through apartheid. If you know the white generals, they were in my hometown, Heidelberg, Nigel, all these places, they were there. If you know apartheid's history. So you must remember that they used to laugh. They used to tell Egypt and they used to tell Africa, we start from Pretoria, in 2 weeks we'll clean the whole Africa up. So arrogant they were. That is what apartheid Israel tells the Arab papa regimes. We'll clean you up in 1 week. But they forget the Iman, the power of Almighty Allah. So the time has come that, remember, Israel will be dismantled. And you can see the Banana Republic, 2 years, 4 elections, seems like they're going for a 5th election. So this is Allah Ta'ala showing us with a small virus what is the power of Almighty Allah. Don't look at people, look at Allah. Focus on Allah. That is our message.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustaz, wet dream, does it break the roza, Ustaz?
No, wet dream does not break the fast. You must remember that. That is ghair ikhtiyari, beyond your power. You woke up, you saw the map of Hammanskraal, Malawi or somewhere. So you must remember that. So that is, you go and make ghusl and compulsory, and your fast is valid. Yes, you youngsters, I receive all these kind of questions. You say, I was fasting and I masturbated. So you masturbated is haram. Second one, your fast is broken and qada is compulsory. And you, husband and wife, I'm getting many questions from yesterday till today, about 4 or 5 I receive. Husband, wife, busy, hanky-panky business. So remember, you give your wife a peck on the neck. A peck on the neck. You gave your wife till day, it's fine. But you give French kiss, German kiss, all that, your fast is broken. You must remember, it's not permissible. Next one, you ejaculated, your fast is broken. So you better stay away from here. Do all your gymnastics at night, brother. So remember, daytime, stay and read Quran Sharif. Use your leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And if you went all the way, then qada is compulsory. 1 and 60 consecutive fast, that is kafara, penalty for desecrating the sanctity of the month of Ramadan.
I see, brother Ziyad says, so we can't make ziyarat of our wives in the month of Ramadan, Ustad.
Yes, when? Well, good one, Ziyad. That's a good point. yesterday, I told one person, he asked the same question. I told him, brother, go make ziyarat of the masjid when iftar time goes, then after that, you go make ziyarat of your wife, you see. And when we in Hajj, so I tell the brothers, Hanafis call the first tawaf Tawaf, Tawafu Ziyara. And the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Ambalis, they call it Tawaful Ifada. So it's the same thing. So I always tell them, brothers, you have to first make Tawafu Ziyara, then you make your Sa'i and all that, because they perform Tamattu Hajj. And then after all that, then you make Ziyarat of your wife. Sometimes Ziyarat of the wife can be a costly Ziyarat. Ziyarat means visiting. You'll know what we mean by visiting.
Ustad, my mother passed away. Can we, the heirs, Ustad, fast for her must roza, Ustad?
Allah grant your mother Jannatul Firdaus. Those who lost their parents, learn is Ramadan, the month of Quran. Everyone, my brother, my sister, my children, everyone learn Surah 14 verse 41. You lost your father, mother, one of them, both of them, they passed away with Islam, Iman. So read Surah 14 verse 41, Surah Ibrahim. Rabbana ghfirli wa li walidayya. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents. Can we forget our parents? Never. Walil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. And for the believers, the day the reckoning is established. So you read that. I'll come back to your question. Those of you who lost brothers, sisters, husband, wife, all, everybody else, every day we're getting some message, somebody passed away here and there. Most of them, we do not know them in the world. So we read the dua, chapter number 59, Surah Hashr, verse number 10 in the 28th Jews. Rabbana ighfir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman. Oh beloved Allah, you forgive us. Forgive our brothers, sisters who passed away before us with iman. My two brothers passed away. Your brother passed away. Your sister passed away. This is the best dua. Surah chapter 59, Surah Hashr, verse number 10. Now sister, you asked a very good question. Your mother passed away. And now you, the heirs, the sons, the daughters, after Eid, Ramadan, then Eid, you want to fast on her behalf. Is that valid or not? Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, man mata wa alayhi sawm. That person passed away, and wa alayhi siyam, that person got outstanding fast. So Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi sallam said, sama anhu waliyuhu. So the heirs can fast. So one son say, I'll fast, two fast for my mother. Other daughters say three, other ones say four, like that, and they all keep few, and they keep. So that is permissible according to Shafi's, Hanbalis, and them. So you, the heirs, you fast. Hanafi say, la yajuz, not permissible. La yasumu ahadun an ahadin, wa la yuswalli ahadun an ahadin. Hadith in Dara Qutni and various other compilations. Anyway, how you cannot read salat for anybody else? You can't be fasting on behalf of anybody else. That is the verdict of the Hanafis. But your mother passed away, and 10 fast, 15 fast, 20 fast she did not keep, and she had time to keep it. Remember, she recovered and everything, and yet she did not keep it. Now what? So pay fidya. So if it's 10 fast, 300 then you give the poor Muslims. If it is 20 fast, then 600 then you give the poor Muslims, and in that way you pay the fidya. So that is the fatwa verdict of the Hanafi school. Shafi, Zambalis, and them say, you the heirs can fast on behalf of the deceased, that is after Eid and after Ramadan and Eid. And remember that 2, 3, 4 of you can share it out. You keep 2, you keep 4, like that. So all that would be acceptable, permissible.
I see the book Ummati Ummati has gone viral, Ustad, throughout the world. A listener says, where can I get it? Where can I buy the book Ummati? And why the name Ummati Ummati? Who gave this name, Ustad?
MashaAllah, Allah Jalla Wala inspires the awliyaullah. I don't want to take the name of one, two of our senior ulama, because they don't want their name to come on radio or in print or anywhere. So they just tell me, put my name. So they say, your name is in the radio, put in the book also. So anyway, that's how my name came inside there. But anyway, it's all there. You see, from when you cry, you beg, then Allah Ta'ala inspires you. Remember that. Wattaqullah wa yu'allimukumullah. When you have taqwa, then Allah teaches you directly. I tell you a story. People love stories. stories, you see. So one day when we were there, now we know over a year we couldn't go Makkah, Medina. Allah Ta'ala remove all the obstacles, impediments. So I was looking at the Kaaba Musharrafa. This was after Markaz Sahaba started and so forth, Umrah time or Hajj time, and I'm looking. And then Allah Ta'ala puts in my head, inspiration you call it. So why you don't say Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah? So see, it rhymes, and Markaz Sahaba and Jama'at, it refers to the same. So the Jama'at first and foremost are the beloved Sahaba, the beloved students and companions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the name will be inshallah. It might change, but the suggestion I gave, Ummati, protect your Iman and beware of the evil scholars. So anyway, may that will go to the name, or maybe some changes here and there. So inshallah, in the next 2-3 days you will get another edition. It will be called the abridged one, and then inshallah in the next week, 8-9-10 days maximum, we will send to you part 2, and it is filled with all, and everything is documented with the photos, everything covered and so forth, so you can see yourself and so forth and so on. So yes, we know we are receiving pro from here and there. And if you want to go to the website, so remember these two numbers here, simple. For your questions now, then you want to send in your questions on Markaz Sahaba website, WhatsApp number 084-786-3132. You want to send a message to Ummati, you want to send a message to Darul Iman, you want to send a message to Darul Iman, 084-786-3130. 084-786-3130. So remember, you send your message, Hafiz Muhammad Basra is there, and inshallah that he will handle it and so forth and so on. If it's a fatwa query, then I will handle it inshallah. That's one. Two, you want to visit the website, you want to send emails and so forth. So the website, remember, Darul Iman with the E, www.darulemaan. So .com, and inshallah you can visit it, mashallah. And you want to send that message and you want to become a member, 084-786-3130. And the email for Darul Iman is ummah@darul-iman.co.za, and inshallah you send your emails, whatever you want. So we are there, and you want my number, you want to send me a message on WhatsApp, 071-888-1184. So inshallah we are there at your service.
27 minutes to 3, we go for an interval. When we come back, inshallah, we will continue with the Q&A. Stay tuned.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.